Good morning. I want to start by just sharing a couple emails, and not all of it, just a part. And before we start, I want to thank everyone for helping us. We couldn't do it without your help. And also for your emails, your encouragement. We just are reading letters this morning, things that are happening all over the world. And I just want to give you just a little bit about New Zealand and the UK, and just a part of it. I'm not going to go into all of it because they are personal letters. But this is from New Zealand, and they've grown now into hysteria, now that it's somehow moved from the borders back into the community. Many of our freedoms were taken away in later March, early April, without the general population knowing. People think the laws in Victoria, Australia are hard. Well, we've been living with them for months now under the Health Act 2020. Of course, it's got the name before it. I don't want to repeat that. Here's some laws that are enforced now. And remember, I've talked about that in Psalms 95:20, the throne of iniquity. In other words, those that are in power, what do? They frame mischief by a law. So we're going to see, and we are seeing, laws changing because of iniquity. She said the powers for authorities now have to change laws. They enforce persons into quarantine, enforce. Fine, jail, or quarantine those breaking laws, enter homes without warrants, confiscate property, confiscate private transport, be arrested for giving misinformation. I'm not going to read all of it, but regional borders enforced with roadblocks and military police presence and military presence is back as needed. In other words, martial law. Most of the New Zealand church is going on about Q being the resistance. There again, it's that controlled opposition that we all know about. The revival being our savior. Most don't cling to the hope of the soon return of our Lord. We've made doctrines out of the obsession with revival, renewal, reformation, and awakening. Good preaching right there. As watchmen on the wall, we so appreciate your church and ministry as being one of the few that will speak truth. And then also this bill says, have you really read it? It's so complicated. Removes your freedom of thought, conscious religion, removes your right to peaceful assembly. On and on it goes. I have that if you guys want to see it. But yeah, wow, there's a lot of things are changing. This one's from the UK. And it's about getting free. Some of our older messages that we have preached from the last 6 years, which I really quit teaching and preaching. I went more into information because this is a day that we need information. As we get information, it's power. Knowledge is power. And we're not afraid. When people are afraid, they're being controlled and manipulated. They're walking in the dark. And that's what the enemy uses. He uses fear. He uses guilt. He uses shame. And then you're afraid, you don't know what's coming. But as we see what the Bible says, and their end time plan and God's end time plan, we know what's happening and we aren't afraid. But here in the UK, they're coming out of this apostolic movement, and it confirmed doubts that they had. They can't find a church teaching in the UK, so all their friends have left. Thank you for giving us strength in these dark times, and we feel part of your church now. Things are getting worse in the UK right now. Everyone must wear a mask at all times. Thousands unemployed. And then she said, love from the UK. So let's open to Matthew 24 and keep sending me your emails. I love to read them, and we all need to know what's going on in different parts of the world. Different things are happening at different parts. Why? There's different agendas. Different agendas are happening in different places, which we've talked about. Agenda 21. And things that you need to know so when they come to your community, you come to your city, your state, your country, you're informed and you know what's going on. And we don't have an agenda other than to teach the Bible. Many people are in these controlled opposition groups. They're pushing agendas. They say a lot of truth. And we're just done with that, with our online church, anything. People that are going to push a party, they're going to push this or that. There's agendas behind that. And you have to know there's things behind the scenes in darkness. You don't realize a lot of these people are working together. And I'm not going to go into that, but at the end we'll see. This is the rise of the Antichrist system. And it's much deeper than you think. It goes way deeper than you think. And if you can just get this party to attack that party, this group to attack that, everybody's divided. And what happens? You forget who the real enemy is. and you start thinking your neighbor's your enemy. This and it's nearsighted vision. You can't see the real enemy. You can't see what's really happening in our country today. Now, Matthew 24, he's talking about the disciples come to him privately, and they want to know what the signs are. Now, we need to see the signs that are happening, and one of the signs that I want to take today is this spirit of lawlessness. And we're not going to go into it entirely, but this is a labor pain. We're starting to see now when a woman's pregnant, she has travail and she goes into labor, and now we're starting to see you just hardly get out of one day of something happening, and on the news, something else is happening. Have you noticed that? It's just like the signs, everything is just ramping up at high speed. So we're supposed to look and see what's happening in the signs of the times. And this week, Tim saw that the weather was changing, so he went in early to take his truck in because he saw that a storm was coming. So we prepared. He didn't want to get hail on his truck, so he prepared and brought it in early because he was watching the signs. And it's the same thing with us. When you're prepared, you know what's coming. And the enemy has a storm planned, and he has a game end time game plan. But we look at God's end time game plan, and we're going to see that we're going to be like the sons of Issachar, who in the book of First Chronicles talks about the tribes of Israel. They were praised for understanding the times, and they knew what God would have them to do. There's a lot of things we cannot control, but there are things God wants us to do, and there's things God wants us to know. And by knowing what God wants us to do, we have peace. We don't have to live in this fear that the world's living in fear, and they're being controlled and manipulated through fear. So we're currently in a season when even before one labor pain is stopped, another one has begun. We are now in the time of crisis and unrest and lawlessness. Lawlessness. We are in the beginning of sorrows. It's not the end. We're just beginning, the beginning of sorrows. Some people are like, I can't. That's why God says, he that endures. There's some endurance that in our mind. We have to endure. We have to learn how to handle things that are coming on the earth that we've never, ever even thought could happen. So we have to prepare. We have to be mentally prepared and know that the Holy Spirit's here. We have the Spirit of truth, because now we're trying to find truth in a world of lies. Yes. Thy word is truth. And God prepares us according to Bible prophecy. He's telling us what's going to come, what's going to happen, and how we can prepare for it. So we're going to, every time I talk, I try to do that, to take us into truth, because what's happening in our media, we're seeing a lot of misinformation. We're seeing a lot of things, a lot of propaganda, and this will increase as we see many things like this happened in Germany. And we're seeing many things that we talked about, the letters that came in. People are reporting on each other, reporting on restaurants. This is what happened in Germany. So we're in this time and this season that we never thought we'd be in. Now, Webster's definition for lawlessness, actually in the Bible it says iniquity. And many false prophets in verse 11 shall rise. All of a sudden they're going to rise. All of a sudden that's all you're going to hear about. It's going to be great. The great rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity, now that word iniquity also means lawlessness, shall abound. And the love of many shall wax cold. But he that, what? Endures. So what are we teaching us? I don't want to hear this. This doesn't sound good. I don't want to hear this. We have to endure. Are we just going to zap out of here? Well, we're still here, aren't we? So we have to prepare mentally to endure. And when God comes, he comes. But we can't make him come. We can't just hide our head in the sand and say, well, he's going to come. We have to prepare. Prepare and do whatever our hand finds to do. Do what God tells us to do. And this is also a time many people are going to get saved. They are, because they're seeing what's coming on the earth. So this is a time we need to be strong. We need to know what God wants us to do. But he that endures unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached. So I want to talk this a little bit about lawlessness, because the Bible says that in the end times it's going to be like the days of Noah. Well, the days of Noah, there was much violence on the earth. I don't know about you, but I don't like violence. I don't like to watch violent movies. I don't like all that stuff. Well, think about how much God just can't stand this, but he said that the end times, it's going to be like the days of Noah. So lawlessness, we're starting to see it. And my sister lives in Portland, in Seattle. We're seeing a lot of lawlessness going on. We're seeing a lot of cops being defunded. Isn't that interesting? And now, don't think there won't be police. It's going to be different types of police. And that's why we don't, things are changing, folks. Contrary to the law, lawlessness means without regard for the law. So now there's going to be lawlessness. So now you can do certain things, but you can't do this. They decide what you can do and what you can't do. Because the virus is really smart, it doesn't go into the casinos, but it obviously squeezes itself into churches. So disorderly, uncontrollable, it's unbridled against authority, lawlessness, and that word lawlessness means there's no limits. People are, was it in Seattle we saw, demanding they're going to people's houses and saying, that's my house now, get out. They're trying to take property over. We have never seen this before. Now, they've had some of this in Africa, but we've never seen this in America. We're starting to see no limits. Lawlessness always challenges authority. We're talking about rebellion and wickedness, and ultimately it's against God. Because if you fear God, you'll obey his commandments, and you won't do this stuff. You won't steal. You won't lie, you won't commit all these different sins, but if you're not God-fearing, you have lawlessness. So we're talking ultimately about a rebellion against God, and we have to know that we will not return to the religious freedoms that we know. If you don't know that, you're really sleeping, because the ultimate goal in the Antichrist system is to take down Christianity. Well, they're going to declare us a Christian nation. What kind of Christianity? We're going to talk about that in a second. I've talked about this for 6 years. But do you see the handwriting on the wall? 2 Thessalonians 2:7, for the mystery of iniquity, in the Greek means lawlessness, doth already work. So when they were writing this, the Bible, inspired by the Holy Spirit, they were already saying this spirit is at work. So now, we were born into it. If you were born into the 50s, the 60s, or whatever year, you were born into this. This mystery's already been working. This lawlessness spirit has been behind the scenes for many centuries. We just are waking up to it. Many of us are waking up to it. We thought if we went to church, we were safe. Of course we're going to be safe here. God's here. Little did we know. Infiltration, right? So this lawlessness doth already work. The lies have been clearly packaged in masking terms. But behind them is their destructive spiritual agenda. So if you're ready for the spiritual battle, you'll stand firm. And this is what God wants us to know. You're in a spiritual battle. It's now not just coming in the spiritual realm. It's manifesting in our natural realm. We're starting to see principalities and powers. We're starting to see demonic storms we've never experienced, wiping out towns, things we have never experienced in our lifetime or even history. But when you know what's happening and what's coming, you're going to stand firm. And you're not going to, many people have been taught, you're never going to have a bad thing happen. So when these bad things are happening, they can't endure. They're going to fall apart. They're going to fall away. So Jesus was telling his disciples right away, these are the things that are coming. And in John 6:66, do you want to leave too? I mean, just because we don't like something doesn't mean we can change it, right? We still are called to be his disciples. And he didn't lead us to the Hilton. He led us to the cross. Pick up your cross. Well, the churches have been leading us to the Hilton, to the parades, to the, you're a queen, you're this and that. We've been seduced into believing lies. So when this persecution starts happening, many are going to fall away, or they're going to compromise to the wrong God. And there's many people being paid to teach and seduce wrong doctrines to get Christians to fall away. This says there's going to be a great falling away. There's nowhere it says it's going to be a great revival. It says there's going to be a great falling away from what? True Christianity. That means they're going to emerge into the what? The great rising of all these things. So we're not to be deceived. That's the main thing he said. The first thing, take heed that no man deceive you, because deception is going to be so rampant. It's going to be hard to find. It's going to be a famine of the truth. So lies have been clearly packaged in masking terms, but behind them is a destructive spiritual battle and agenda. If you're ready for the spiritual battle, you'll stand firm. And this is what God wants us to be. He wants us to be his disciples. He wants us to have, when things start shaking, he says, none of these things move me. He doesn't want us to be moved. If we didn't know what was coming, and we'd be shaken. And I'm not saying you're not going to be afraid or face fear. We are. But when we know God's with us and we know his promises and he tells us these things beforehand, we have a security. And I'm going to give you some scriptures in Daniel and Revelations that let you know his kingdom, there is no end. This kingdom, this false antichrist system, God is going to destroy it with the brightness of his coming. He is going to destroy it. You don't want God to be mad at you by being joining the wrong kingdom. We want to be in the, because his kingdom is not of this earth. In his kingdom, there will be no end. And he's going to destroy all the kingdoms of the earth. So I'll give you scripture for that at the end. So hang on. So we have to prepare for the enemy's next goal. We have to prepare. You have to know. If you're in battle, you have to know what your enemy is, don't you? Well, the problem with the church today, they've never discussed what the enemy's doing. They don't talk about what the enemy's doing. He's under your feet. There's no problem. Well, now they're all of a sudden, what's going on? Have we been lied to overnight? The church is closed down. I thought they had so much authority. How come they don't now? Well, satanic at its very foundations, the spiritual battle that rages is based on what? What's happening? Anti-God, anti-morals, anti-family, and elimination of parental authority and the commandments of God. They really, everything that God stands for, even to the making of food, is going to be changed. Everything is being changed, if you know what Agenda 21 is. Because Agenda 21 is the agenda. Read Psalms, I think it's 94, and you'll see the wicked against the righteous. You'll see that this stuff isn't new, and this has been in the planning stages for years. And they have goals, Agenda 2030, Agenda 2050. Things are wrapping up really fast, so I don't know what the date is. I'm not into dates, but we can see the signs of the times and not to be afraid and face it with boldness and get your family and get your children prepared for what they're going to do with the education system. The education system is being reset. Everything is into a reset right now. So you have to be very aware of what books, and if you can, you know, stay and do it at home if you can. This is a time there's so much going on, so many things going on. And I know everybody can't do that, but you really have to be hands-on parents now, as never before. This is a public education. Public. So what does that mean? It's not a religious education. This is getting to be more and more agenda-driven. So what is God's will? John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Luke 6:46, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? John 15:10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. So we need to be doing God's will. Each day brings a new revelation of what government, religious, and educational leaders are doing to bring about the world and America towards a new order. Everything is being done differently than we've ever known it before. I just got an email that said, welcome to Wicked Wednesday. I deleted them. I thought, this is not Wicked Wednesday. And it says, shop now for running filter masks and infrared thermometers. Wicked Wednesday. It's like, no thanks. The agendas are backed up with rewards for those who obey and fines and punishment for those who disagree and dissent. We talked about the God of forces. Our God is not a God of force. Our God, the living God, is not a God of fear and torment. He wants you to freely serve him. The devil wants to torment. And people that serve the Antichrist system, they have to do oaths. They have to do all these contracts. And if they don't do and fulfill those contracts, guess what? Thank you for your service. Bam, bam. God's not like that. He's not a God of force where he forces you to do this. And some of the things we're seeing on the earth is forcing. It's forcing restaurants to do certain things. It's forcing people to do certain things are being forced. First, it was kind of suggested. Well, as the stomach turns, things are going to be enforced. By design, the agents of change, sustainable development is difficult to define. Sustainable development is now the buzzword. Sustainable development promotes, what does it promote? And I try to study everything and break it down so that just even a child, because I know there are children that listen to this, that they can understand it, because their writings are so complicated, it's hard to even understand what they're saying. And that's how they get away with it, because they don't think people will get it. But sustainable development promotes socialism, global government, planned economics or economies, and the end of individual liberties. Now, this is the two things, because people go, how do I study? What do I study? How do I research? I'm going to give you two things that you need to do on your own to research. From the 92 summit came two documents, Agenda 21 and the Biodiversity Treaty. Agenda 21 and the Biodiversity Treaty. They came from the 92 summit. And the summary is presented to the world leaders that all governments on every level, this means your city councils, this means every single level of things have been changing. Have you ever went to a council meeting and you thought you were going to change things? Didn't happen, did it? They wanted to change it. It happened no matter what. If the people, things are changing. So presented to the world leaders that all government on every level needed to be transformed into top-down control over housing, food production, energy, water, private property, education. I want to emphasize that because we're going into a new school year. Population control. Interesting. How are they going to control the population? Gun control, transportation, social welfare, and medical care. Have we seen our medical care changing? They want social and spiritual evolution embraced worldwide to bring about their desired new order. The task is the emergence of a single world culture. You are no longer a United States citizen, now you are a global. We're all in this together, citizen. Interesting, very interesting. What's the end game? We see right versus left. We see black versus white. Now we see all this racism going on. We see community activists. Now they're wanting to defund the police, but they're not going to get rid. They're going to put other people in their place. Well, who are these people? So we see this community activist, and they're so organized. Do you remember Saul Alinsky? Remember these things that we've taught about? Coming out of the woodwork, what are we doing to prepare for the deception? Are you prepared for what the Bible says, God says in Matthew 24 through Jesus here in Matthew 24, the sign of the end time is going to be deception. So is it just spiritual deception? Is it government deception? Is it education deception? Is it medical deception? Yes. 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 And yes. So let no man, preacher, president, deceive you. This is not God's kingdom. This is not God's kingdom. But guess what? His kingdom is coming. His kingdom is going to come and it's going to rule. So don't compromise now, because this world is going to fall away. But remember, eternity is a long time. And you're going to be with Jesus forever. Okay, so if we have to suffer, the Bible says that his glory, nothing is going to compare to what we're going through now compared to what will be. So don't go smoke. Don't go drink. Don't go fall apart. Don't go to all these places, what are you going to do? You're going to stand strong, right? Because you see the prize. We see the prize. And we consider Jesus, lest we faint in our minds. You look at these flaky preachers falling apart. Well, guess what? They could be wolves who all along, and they're just exposing themselves now. So what? All those people following those men are going to fall away. Well, guess what? You're following Jesus. So it shouldn't shake you at all. Say, sorry that happened, but my eyes are on Jesus. I'm fixed on Jesus. He's never had a scandal, and he never will. Sorry, I didn't mean to get off on that. But the end game of sustainable development is global governments. And we can pretty much kind of tell that China's going to be right up there, isn't it? A framework, the environment, now widely used and accepted as a framework, all countries need to get, I'm still talking about this summit, rich and poor should operate. So let's look at some of these groups that push the sustainable development agenda. Who are they? Who are these people? Have you noticed now that people are starting to show their, these organizations are starting to show their real colors of who they support? Planned Parenthood, sustainable development. Well, we're going to defund it and it's going to go away. It's not going away. National Education Association, so your education of your children is behind the sustainable development agenda. And this might surprise you. It's just a tip of the iceberg, but both the Democrat and the Republican administrations and all their groups support the sustainable development green agenda, the Green New Deal plan. Interesting. Is there some deception there? Yes! Quote from Marie Strong, the head of the 1992 Earth Summit. Where was this? It was in Rio. And this is what she said, quote, "Isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrialized civilizations collapse? Isn't it our responsibility to bring this about?" Let me say that again. Do you understand what they're saying here? The only hope for the planet is that the industrialized civilizations collapse. Isn't it our who are these people? Isn't it our responsibility to collapse the economies? Is what's happening in America a long-planned transformation of America into a socialist nation? Mm-hmm. Who are enemies of these globalists? Christians. Christians are enemies of these globalist goals because Christians do not believe in the worship of nature. And pagans believe behind all these movements, what do? They believe in the worship of the earth. The green agenda, the green plan. So Romans 1:25 tells us a sign a nation has rejected the God of the Bible is the worship of creation. Mother Earth. Look at the Georgia Guidestones. Balancing the earth. Depopulate the planet. It's not worried about the people. God came. He didn't come to save the planet. He came to save you. Aren't you glad? So if you want to study that more, which I'm not going to get into, it's called the Green New Deal. So do your research on the right things, because there's a lot of people that are so-called in these truth movements that are pushing agendas, and you're being manipulated and controlled by the agendas, because 90% of what they're saying is truth. So what do I say? Question everything. Do your own research, stand on the Bible, filter everything through the Bible. The Green New Deal will convert the old gray economy into a new sustainable economy. Are we going through that change right now? That is environmentally sound, economically viable, and socially responsible. It seeks to solve the climate crisis. Everything's going to be around climate change, just so you know. Now we're moving into the greatest threat in the world is climate change. By combining quick action to get net zero greenhouse gas emissions, I mean, even our cars, your new cars, they stop at stop signs, stop lights, whatever, because, you know, you don't want to waste that. Everything is changing. And 100% renewable energy, they want it by 2030, along with the Economic Bill of Rights. And there's much more I'm not going to, but climate change, they say, who are they? The greatest threat to humanity is climate change. So everything's going green. So Romans 1 tells us a sign a nation has rejected God of the Bible, it's starting to worship the creation. Earth, Mother Gaia. What's Mother Gaia? Starbucks cup. Let's take a look at what she looks like. They call for a new religion, a great awakening. Now, what is this great awakening? I've spent 6 years on this, but in a nutshell, I'm going to tell you, they call for a new religion, a new world religion, includes evolution, pantheism, mysticism, the seven mountains, the NAR, New Apostolic Reformation, occultism, and worship of Mother Earth. All religions coming together, all roads lead to God, they say, and this is the new religion. And if, you know, what does the Bible say? The Bible says, come out from amongst them and be separate, right? Well, then, now you are a problem to this social, environmental, religious system, because if you say Jesus, they say Jesus is a master. He's not the way to God. All religions are the way to God. So we see there's going to be a little chaos. Well, they talk about love and everything. Wait till you realize that the Christians, they say, are stopping them from evolving. So get rid of the dissidents, which is in Matthew 24, verse 9. They shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of your city, of your school, of all nations. We're talking about nations here. Nations against nations. Psalms 2, for my sake. Okay, so are you prepared for any kind of persecution at all? If not, you need to prepare yourself to be able to stand and endure. How much will we see? We don't know. We're all discovering this together. But the Bible says it's here in the Word. So, sustainable development, it masks, I want you to get that word masks, all matter of tyranny and oppression. You're going to see more and more overreach. You're going to see more and more freedoms being drowned. It is the umbrella which global government operates. Sustainable development is their umbrella. All laws will be changed for this. What do we watch for and prepare for? What are the things that we're supposed to do now? Watch for the false church. The false, and it's dominant. The false dominant church will persecute God's bride, the true church. God will destroy Satan's kingdom. Let's look at this. In let's see if I got the right. Revelations 19:2. For true and righteous are his judgments. God's the ultimate judge. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt, what? The earth. Are we seeing corruption in the earth? Who's doing this corruption? Who's doing this forcing? Who's doing this? The great whore, which doth corrupt the earth with her fornication and hath avenged, what? The blood of his servants at her hand. So we've already seen persecution in the Bible. Stephen was stoned, right? There's all the apostles went through persecution, what Jesus told them they would. But what is the good news? Daniel 2:44, he says, and in the days of these kings, we're seeing kings of the earth, the merchandisers, the rulers of the earth, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. So we're serving a God, even though in the world it looks like these kings of the earth are ruling, they're having their way, they're getting about all these different things they want in place. God's going to come, and what is he going to? He's going to judge these nations. These nations think they can judge the Christian nations. Did you know that? They want to. The horns of the earth, the little horn, all these kings of the earth, they want to attack Christians. But there's coming a day God himself is going to come for them. So who would you rather fear? The God of eternity? The God that is you're going to live with forever and ever and ever, and you're going to look back in time and say, Maybe we suffered that last 10 years. Maybe we suffered, but it's nothing compared to having no taxes, to never ever being sick, to having a body that's not corruptible. I mean, you can do what God tells you to do. I mean, who knows what it's really going to be like? We can't even fathom it. But this is the testing ground right now. Are you going to pass the test? Are you going to handle the persecution that comes? Are you going to stand? Or are you going to compromise and be a part of the in thing, the massive thing that's happening? You have to see that there's coming a time when, because God says, my kingdom's not, well, why doesn't God stand up and do stuff? He's testing. He's letting people see where they want to spend eternity. How about you? Where do you want to go? Where do you want to spend forever? With Hitler? My little humor there, very little. Okay. So what do we prepare for? I'm closing here. We're going to prepare for the false dominant church that's going to persecute God's bride, the true church. Christianity is being destroyed right now if you don't know it. Because for them to force down churches, and you can still gamble, you can still go to casinos, but you can't go to church. That's very interesting, isn't it? You can still gamble, you can still drink, you can go to liquor stores, you can go to strip clubs. I don't know, I haven't checked that out. So, never have been to one, don't care to, thank you. But why would you be able to do all these things but you can't gather and assemble? Because God tells us as the day approaches, what are we supposed to do? Assemble. Now, does that mean we go break laws and be, no, because a lot of these people are controlled opposition and they're doing it to form new laws. They're actually setting up more persecution, acting like they're religious heroes. Watch and see. Well, people don't want to believe this. I know, I've had to study myself out of this rabbit hole, and only those that want to get out of the rabbit hole are going to study to find out that it's truth, and you're going to seem like the nut right now. But guess what? What does the Bible say? This world is temporary, and it's going to come over. The Antichrist is going to take over, so are we seeing signs of it now? They're building the third temple. This is at the doorstep. How come we have not woken up? Because the preachers are not doing their job because they don't want to let it affect their attendance. I've told some pastors this, and they go, we can't preach this. We're not allowed to preach this, although they know it's true. Well, how come you can't preach it? Because they're told not to talk about things. You're told to tell people they're supposed to be happy, just send us your money, be good, enjoy these lockdowns. Daniel was locked down. They're all saying the same thing. Enjoy this.
Enjoy your mask.
Again, in closing, God will destroy Satan's kingdom, and of God's kingdom, there's going to be no end. So this is a testing ground. Which kingdom do you want? Because Satan is going to, there's bloodlines of the people of the wicked side, and God's side shows you in the Bible how carefully God chose Jesus. How carefully the devil mimics and copies everything God does. But he's anti. God said be fruitful and multiply, didn't he? Well, the Antichrist system, you're going to have a license to be able to have a baby in the future. It's already happening in some places. You have to be, and you can't have more than so many kids. And then they eventually want to take you into transhumanism. And this is already starting to happen. Robots, you don't need a woman. Now you can buy a robot for $30,000. Why is this? Anti-God. Everything's going to be changed when the Antichrist system, and we're seeing it now. So open your eyes to it. And know, God said this is going to happen. There's a peace in that knowing that we know the end game. They have an end game. What is it? To destroy the world and to destroy the humanity and to bring in their false Christ systems. They want a Star Wars. They want a battle in the heavenlies because he thinks he's going to win this time. You know what that's called? Really deceived. So don't fear those that can maybe get rid of the outer man. But if you're born again Christian, and if you're not, get right, repent. None of us are here because we're perfect. We've all sinned and missed it by the grace of God. And some of you said, I don't even know how to pray anymore. I was in all these false movements. Go back to the simplicity of a child and just say, Lord, I need wisdom. Lord, I need help. You don't need to have these pharisaical, religious prayers. Lord, help. I need guidance. Show me the truth. Are these people lying? What do I have to prepare for? He said he's going to lead us and guide us, not only through his word, but also through his spirit. So what has the false church tried to do? I believe they tried to get you in contact with demons. You get so far out in the spirit and you contact these spirits, and now I can prophesy over every single one of you. Nosy thing. God doesn't want you to know everybody's business. Right. Well, I'm so prophetic. You're such a prophetic person. You can lay hands on everybody. That's contacting spirits. You know what? If you've been in those movements, you need to repent. Repent and renounce it. That's what I've had to do. I've come out of this. I've had to repent, ask God to forgive me, take away any familiar spirit that wasn't of him. Yeah, I knew stuff. I knew so much stuff about people. It was scary. And I was like, maybe this isn't God after all. I worked so hard to rise. Into what? Knowledge that I'm not supposed to have. I'm not supposed to have. If God wants me to see or know something about somebody, yeah, I still pray and see stuff. But there's a lot of these things I think are familiar spirits. And that whole movement of the prophetic movement of giving everyone a word and this and that. What is it? It's to draw you away from God's word. And it's to get you to look to man to give you a word. Oh, if that prophet just tells me something, you know, that's what we were raised in. Give me a word. Give. Oh, God doesn't. I didn't get a word. I got a word. We've got words.
Amen.
So we don't want familiar demons to take us away from God's word. We want to stay and just say, I don't need that. I've closed the door to all that. But if you have been in that, you need to renounce it. You have spirits that have attached to you. You need to say, Lord, forgive me. I thought I was, and I forgive these leaders that have taught me wrong. They were maybe deceived, but I renounce it. I repent of it, and I thank you, Father, for forgiving me. So, Father, we just close now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for giving everybody wisdom. Show each person what they need to do if they've been in these movements, because these movements are going to enlarge. And if we haven't renounced those spirits, it's going to want us to hunger and lust for knowledge of things we're not supposed to know. And help us not follow the controlled opposition, truth, so-called groups that lead us into fear, but keep us in the middle of the road, not to the right or to the left, and filter everything through your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Be sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the bell button so you can be notified of the newest videos. We are viewer supported. If you would like to donate, please go to livinginhispresence.org. In the upper right hand corner, there is a give button. Thank you, and see you next time.
Apart from you, we can do nothing. So we depend on you. You're the vine.